Turn with me back to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. Sometimes I read verses of Scripture and I enter into them in a way that makes me think that could be the message. The shortest message ever preached. This happens from time to time, but I think that. I think that literally all I really have to do is just read that verse of Scripture and then say, I hope everybody has a good night. You're all dismissed. We'll see you Wednesday. This is one of those verses. This really is one of those verses. Isaiah 43, verse 1, it says, "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." What needs to be added to that? What needs to be added to that? You know, preachers are called to make sense of the reading. That's how it's worded in Nehemiah 8. We're called on to expound on these things. But I think, what needs to be added to that? What does a man need to add to that? What more can he say than to you he hath said? "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee." You just think about that. "I have called thee by thy name." You're mine. You're mine. Well, because the lot is laid in the lap, because it's my calling, let me just expound just a little bit, just a brief minute on our Lord's words, and then I'll be done. Chapter 42 ends with God's judgment on the wicked, which we all by nature were a part of that group of people. All of us. But God. Chapter 43, verse 1 says, "But now." Two glorious words. But now. Look at chapter 42, verse 25. It says, "Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. And it hath set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart." Chapter 43, verse 1 says, "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee." Thus saith the Lord that created you. All people were created in Adam. But God's people were created in Christ. All men and women were created in Adam. But God's people were created in the Lord Jesus Christ. "Thus saith the Lord that created thee," in Christ. All people were born into the sin of Adam. But God's people were born again into the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. How glorious is that? And verse 1 says, "But now, thus saith the Lord." I love that phrase. I truly love that phrase. "Thus saith the Lord." It carries so much power and so much authority in so much certainty. It's a command, and it's a command that's going to get a result. Thus saith the Lord. Moses told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord. Ezekiel told that valley of dead, dry bones, thus saith the Lord. Can these bones live? These dead, dry, lifeless bones. That's what we are, naturally. That's what we are. Can these dead, dry bones live? The Lord said, you tell them, thus saith the Lord. And He did. And they did. They lived. Every one of us here who have had our eyes open to the truth of the gospel of Christ, every one of us heard that very thing through this very word. Thus saith the Lord. This is how it's going to be. This is how it is. Write it down. Take it to the bank. Engrave it in a rock with an iron pen if you want to. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. We're not going to question it. We're not going to debate it. We're not going to argue with it. Thus saith the Lord. Let me say that again. We're not going to question it. We're not going to debate it. We're not going to argue with it. Thus saith the Lord. All right, now, we're not going to question it. Am I getting my point across? We're not going to debate it. We're not going to argue it. Thus saith the Lord. What did He say? Fear not. Well, wait a minute. Should we question that? No. Should we debate that? Should we debate whether or not we need to fear? No. Fear not. Our Lord says what He says, and He says it to who He says it. He says what He says, and He says it to who He says it. He's speaking not to the world, but to a particular person who represents a particular people. Verse 1 says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, sinner, trickster, supplanter. You know, when Jacob had moments of rational thoughts, he sat in his quiet place thinking, what a wretched man I have been. What a wretched man I am. Sinner, trickster, supplanter, liar. Don't you love how the Lord continually reminds us who He did this for? Aren't you so glad that is from the first page to the last page? Everywhere in this book, He continually reminds us who He accomplished salvation for. We need the reassurance of this. We need this reminder. We need it every day. For our comfort, our peace, our rest, we need to constantly be reminded that our Lord accomplished this great salvation for sinners. That's what we are. Verse 1 says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee. I made you. I own you. Even though you sinned against me and rebelled against me before I ever formed you in the belly, I knew you. I loved you. I made a promise to save you. So fear not. Fear not. I created you. And I created you for a particular reason. A particular reason. I love this. Okay, what I'm about to tell you, I love this. I'm just so happy to tell you this. Look at verse 5. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Why did our God create us? He created us for His glory. What's our purpose for being here? His glory. I told you all before, I told you a long time ago, that I used to work for a particular company, the employees were all kind of standing around talking before the store opened one day, and this one girl, they were all talking, I was just listening, but this one girl, they were having deep conversation, and she legitimately wanted to know, why are we here? Why are we here? What is our purpose for being here? Here's the answer. His glory. His glory. That's the answer. The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the purpose of anything being here? Why am I here? Why am I still here? Why is anything here? What's the purpose of anything being here? Why did God create this earth? He's in need of nothing. He's the self-existent one. Why did He create this earth? Why did He create the sun, S-U-N, and the moon and the stars? Why? Here's the reason. His glory. His glory. The heavens declare His glory. Everything that our God has done is to the praise of His glory. Everything He does is glorious, is worthy to be praised for its glory. Everything He does, everything that happens, everything that happens is to the praise of His glory. Everything that happens. Turn with me to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. If we want to know why do things happen? That's the answer. That's the reason. Look at John 11 verse 1. It says, now a certain man was sick. A certain man became sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sisters sent unto Him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom Thou lovest is sick. Now watch verse 4. When Jesus heard that, He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Why did He get sick? The glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Everything declares His glory, all the way to His greatest glory. Moses said, Lord, show me Your glory. And the Lord said, it's in the fact that I will be merciful to sinners. Sovereign grace and sovereign mercy toward sinners. He said, that's My glory. That's how our existence glorifies Him the most. It's in the grace and the mercy that He was able to show us at the cross of Calvary. That's His glory. Look at John chapter 12, verse 23. John 12, verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Verse 28, he said, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. He said, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified in doing this. Look at John 17. John 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. He said, Father, I glorified you in my life. Glorify me in my death, that I might finish this work you sent me to do. I finished your work in life. I'll also finish it in death. And he said, Father, in this, here is the glory of it. This is glorious. Look at verse 22. This is amazing. Verse 22, he said, And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Is that not amazing? That they may be one, even as we are one. The glory that you have given to me. What's all this for? His glory. It's all to the praise of His glory. The Father has glorified Him. He said, Father, the glory you have given to me, I've given it to them. That's what He was saying to us in our text. Go back to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, verse 1, it says, But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I paid the price. I paid Calvary's price. I paid Calvary's price. What was the price? Blood. Blood. I shed the blood. Fear not. I shed the blood. God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. He said, fear not, thou worm Jacob. I shed the blood. Look at verse 14. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, your Redeemer. Look at chapter 44, Isaiah 44, verse 21. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Don't fear, you're not going to be forgotten of me. David was constantly in a place where he kept crying, Lord, are your mercies clean gone? Did I use them all up? Have you left me? Am I here alone? He said, you're not going to be forgotten of me. Verse 22, I have blotted out as a thick cloud. That means you can't see through it. I took the hyssop of mercy, truth, law, righteousness. I dipped it in the blood and I blotted out your sins so thick you cannot see through that blood. Verse 22, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Is that not glorious? He said, with my own blood, I blotted out all of your transgressions. And he said, I glorified myself in the process. That's what we want, isn't it? That's what we want. We want our sins to be gone and him to get all the glory for it. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give all the glory for the shedding of your own blood. Back to chapter 43, verse 1 says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. I've called you by your name. You mean Jacob? No, I mean Israel. And another name that goes with Israel. He said, in my redemption of you, your name has gone from wretched, vile sinner to prince with God. I've given you a new name and I've called you by it. It's a blessed name. It's a precious name. Oh, how sweet. It is so blessed, so precious, so sweet. Do you want to see it? Turn over to Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah 23 says, the name whereby he shall be called is the Lord our righteousness, with his people being his bride, being married to him. Jeremiah 33 verse 16 says, in those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Isn't that, doesn't that? Aren't you so glad when a man and woman get married, the woman takes a man's name? What a name. What a name. The name that he goes by, that's the name she gets to go by. How amazing. What a privilege. What an honor. What a glory that is given to us. His glory given to us. He said, I've given you a new name and I've called you by it. Righteousness. Righteousness. I've covered you in righteousness. I have robed you in my righteousness. I have shed the blood and robed the righteousness. And because of that, in that, you're mine. You're mine. Go back to Isaiah 43. Verse 1 says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. You are bought with a price. you're mine. And you'll be mine forever. You will be mine forever. I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will provide for you. I will protect you. From this point on, you have nothing to worry about. Fear not. Fear not. Verse 2, in closing, I'm done. Verse 2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I'm with thee. What good news that is. What a declaration that is. It's certain, it's true, it's worthy to be believed because God said it. The God who cannot lie. Thus saith the Lord. Thank God. Amen.